PT Punkcast is powered by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, you know, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/PTP for PT Punkcast to support the show and see if you qualify. We're going to have more details about Health IQ and what it can get you in the show. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Had an opportunity to talk to Jerry Durham, the master of Twitter at Wallet Graham Sessions. We got into a range of things. And if you know anything about Jerry Durham, good luck trying to keep up.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. This is the WebPT happy hour Graham Sessions. Jerry Durham walking by, and we'd be remiss not to have Jerry on the show. Jerry, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, dude. It was like
you were episode you were like two or three. It was one of the first. We did a six pack to launch, and you were one of the first six.
Oh, there we go. Awesome, dude.
And what's been happening since?
Oh my lord!
It's been two. I've launched this 2 years ago.
2 years. There's not even. I don't have enough brain space to remember what happened like 3 weeks ago, let alone 2 years ago. So I'm just going to say a lot of good stuff. When did you start coming to Graham Sessions?
Last year was my first.
Last year was your first?
Yep.
Dude, I'm feeling old.
How many have you done?
This is my fourth. And I think, to be honest, it's time for me to tap out. And
why?
I think, so check this out. I think this year is the best one I've been to in 4 years. I think it's time for me to tap out because when I look at what value I bring and what value I take, I think I've topped out. So I want to give someone else the opportunity.
You mean you bring more than you take?
No,
you take more
than... Looking at both.
Okay.
Because if I can take more, I'm still going to show up. But I think what happened this year, I feel like I almost want to leave at the top of the game.
Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, dude, right? So leave at the top of the game and allow someone else to come in and continue the conversations, dude. Because my voice is tapped out here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, dude. No, so there's other places to be. Right?
There's always a place to be.
There's other places to be. But Kyle Ridgway, it's his first year here, dude. I think that's the value of this group is you got to rotate people through.
If you have a meeting with 150 people and it's innovative, you can't have the same 100. I agree fully. So now I'm starting to see what you're saying. You come in, you do your four, and you got to leave. It's not saying you can't come back.
That is correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So when someone says, what do you do? What do you tell people?
I say, you know what? I'm in healthcare. I say physiotherapy, physical therapy. And they say, oh, you treat patients? I say, no. I help business owners figure out how to leverage the front end of their business before the customer ever arrives so that we can get that customer to the right physio so they can get better quicker.
You said something to me the first time you were on my show. You're like, I will spend time sitting in the waiting room of my clinics.
Oh, yeah, I love
it. And literally just listening. Paying attention to like everything. I feel like if you had a hashtag, your hashtag would be end user.
Oh, yeah, dude. So that's good. So we had a discussion today, right? Knowing how your message is getting out, we had a discussion today. Everybody's talking about payer, and someone's coming to me going, no one's talking about end user. And that end user in our world is the patient, the customer, the client. So my whole gig, and I did a What I Believe speech, and it was about focusing on the end user, solving every problem we ever had. So even the diversity issue we talked about today.
Which is a good one.
That was really good. If we focused more on the people that were and then stepped back and said, who's not in our clinic, right? If you're in an area and everybody looks like you coming through your clinic.
No good.
Might be an issue.
Yeah.
About who you're serving and who there is not being served. That was my big takeaway.
We talk about that statistic all the time, which is the 7%. You know, 7% of the population, we serve them. So we're fighting over 7, but we're not going out of our way for the 93. That's sad.
That's the future. That's where we grow. That's where the change occurs. That's the innovation, right? Again, so all I'll say is there was someone in a large city in America who worked on the not so good side of town talking about the diversity coming through, and he had to step back and go, all these people don't look like me, and I need to get someone in front of them.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a great point, right?
Yeah.
So we're back to where's all the rest of those people? Because those people getting in that clinic didn't come through the GP, didn't go through the MRI.
Yep.
You know, someone from a Midwest state brought up about cost being a cost as an access issue to physical therapy and was brought up as an access issue to being a physical therapist. And I think that's really important.
It's frightening.
Really important.
We had some math done by someone way smarter than me.
Yeah, and I hate math. And yeah. And it was math everybody could understand.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's one equation, and you're saying, will this harm our profession? When did you become a PT?
Of course, during the math part, I was in the back talking with people about our student loans.
I was there.
I graduated in, 25 years ago, so you do the math. So my student loan debt was about 10% of what, let's leave it at that. Maybe 15% if you round up. So now, mind you, this is what else I remember.
Of today's students, you're saying?
Yes, correct.
Which we've decided is now, between $120,000 and $150,000.
Right. So my first job, I made $17.50 an hour. But so we can't, I'm not doing this argument that, so I made less, so you guys have to suck it up. I'm saying, so what is the earning potential for any new grad?
Okay.
And I had this discussion with someone today because they want me to talk to their brother who's thinking about PT. And I said, here's what I'm going to share with your brother. You're going to accrue this kind of debt. So if you're thinking about getting into the profession to deliver in the old model, forget about it. If you want to get into the profession and change and be a part of a new solution, go all in.
How would you describe that to someone who's not yet in school or the model? What's old versus new?
The old model is I sit around and wait for Jimmy McKay to call my office to say, I have low back pain and want to get scheduled for physical therapy.
Okay.
First thing I ask you is, what's your insurance? Are you free on Thursday? Good, come in. I see you for about 10 visits. You get better. Sure. You know, I get my money. You go away. Me sitting around and waiting for that injured person, fee for service, knowing I get paid $100 a visit is the old model.
Okay.
So my whole thing, you know, and being in this for so long is, so how do I connect with Jimmy McKay before he has back pain? And how do I monetize it? I'm not going to lie to anybody. How do I do something at a lower price point where I bring value to Jimmy?
How do you solve Jimmy's problem?
Yeah. Earlier, and then you engage and we build trust. So now instead of $100 a visit, you're in a $35 a month program, but you're with me for 10 years. Because I keep you healthy and I give you information and I educate you and you stay healthy and you can use me as a resource instead of going, I need $100 a visit. That's right. The old system.
I mentioned before, if you had a hashtag, it would be end user because you're constantly saying, it's not about me, the PT. It's not about the payer, ever. It's about the other person in the conversation because a lot of times PTs will start talking, well, they don't want to pay it. The payers don't want to give us what we're worth and, you know, we're going to more value. But ultimately, we have to want to solve the end user's problem. And if you do that, the end user will be the path to your door.
I love that conversation of my patient won't pay more. And I'm always like, you're right. Your patient won't pay more because all you're giving them is something they can get anywhere else. So what is that service? What is that value at? How are you helping them to understand it's about you, Jimmy, why you're in my office? And by the way, I'm not saying treat 101. It can be about Jimmy in an office with assistants and aides and everybody else. But I got to make you understand you're in the right place. We understand you. And the only person that matters is you.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
The show is brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Arius, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Arius does is, they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are. Talk to a recruiter. And again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you the PT anything, all right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do, treat patients where you want to do it, and get paid for it. Arius is just the person to make that happen. AUREUSmedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. paid travel and housing, benefits go with it. Again, positions in all 50 states, a variety of settings. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments, even Con Ed money. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country getting paid to be a PT. AURUSmedical.com. All right, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. PT Puntcast is now powered by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, PTs, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, swimmers, anything where you move a lot, essentially the thing that we try to get everybody that we work with to do, lower rates on their life insurance. Science. Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% because we know physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And that's science right there. That's from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, a paper from Warburton et al. In 2006. Look it up. It's science, people. Now, Health IQ uses science and data to now take that information and get you a lower rate on life insurance. See if you qualify and get your free quote today at healthiq.com/PTP or mention the promo code PTP, that's for PT Podcast, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Again, healthiq.com/PTP.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
I like that. Where are you now? Are you still in San Fran?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
How's
the have the practice up. I actually like LA. I never would have thought, dude. Born and raised in Northern California. Yeah, dude. As long as the Dodgers are losing, I'm happy, dude. Even my Giants, worst team in baseball, Dodgers lose game 7 of the World Series. I became the biggest anti. I had people reaching out to me on Twitter going, dude, I hate you. And I'm like, doesn't matter. Dodgers need to lose.
Passionate about bourbon, passionate about baseball, passionate about business.
Let's see. Beastie Boys.
And the Beastie Boys.
So you got all the bees,
dude. You got the bees. Let me ask you this. So in California, but our sponsor, Arias Medical Staffing, finds PTs jobs across the country. You want to go work wherever, short-term, long-term, doesn't matter. So three questions. First one is, if you had to go somewhere else in the U.S. to be a PT for 13 weeks, where would you want to go and just kind of hang for 13
weeks? I would probably go northeast.
Okay.
I'm a city boy, so if you're asking me about my bias, I'm a city boy, so I want to be around a lot of people. I want the bulk of my target market to be within, like, 2 miles of my clinic. So, and I get it. You know, there are places like Iowa, people are successful, but I want to be able to just target people. I want people who can walk to my clinic during lunchtime.
So, where do you like? You like D.C., New York,
New York,
Philly?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah. Baltimore. I like,
Harbor's,
I like Cleveland.
Nice.
I know it's not East Coast. I'll own that. That's Midwest. But yeah, that's the stuff I like.
Second question. What's something you've read that inspired you?
Yeah, good. Good question. The last book I read that really inspired me was, I'm reading Ray Dalio's Principles right now, which is a great book. He is like one of the 5 richest guys in the world. But it was about his life growing up and the principles he based everything on. That's really inspired me. You know, I read books. I don't do lead generation, so I don't do Facebook ads, but there's a book called Give, G-I-V-E, and it was given to me by a guy who does Facebook ads, and it was a great book about connections, and there's so much in there that we can do for physical therapy. So the Give book, I've actually read it twice. It's the only book I've read twice in like the last 6 months.
I don't read many books twice, but that's got to be a big nod.
It's about connecting. It's about tapping into that person that you want to tap into. So the Give book was good.
Third question. Who's someone in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Somebody who doesn't get the press, is maybe flying under the radar.
Oh, dude, that last part, you killed me. So I'm going to say Jeff Moore because that was my
He's
gut.
Not flying under the radar. But
I know.
Yeah, he's
flying under the radar.
No. We'll talk about Jeff, then do someone
else.
Okay, so Jeff needs
Moore.
To have some...
So when I first met Jeff Moore, because I talked to a guy who's here who helped build out his website, and when he helped build out his website, Jeff had like 4 or 5 courses on there. You go to Jeff Moore's website now, and it's full. And I can, yes, I teach a course with Jeff Moore, so I'll preface this, never take my course with me and Jeff Moore. I don't get paid. You go sign up for every other course he teaches, and you are set for life. Like that group he has put together in my 25 years, I think Jeff Moore is bringing more solutions for a one-stop, people don't like this word, but a one-stop shop.
Well, let's make sure people know it's ICE.
Yes, thank you.
Institute of Clinical
Ice Physio. IcePhysio.com. So Jeff Moore.
I like it.
Flying under the radar, probably, unfortunately, some people I met in the room today, dude. Because that's really obviously after today, so it's people I met in the room. And who? All I'm going to say is a gentleman, a very young gentleman from a state south of me that I met today who's maybe been out a year. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Where can people find you? What's your what are your socials? Give them to them.
So Twitter, obviously. Not sorry, I shouldn't say obviously. Twitter is where I've been in the longest. At @Jerry_DurhamPT. I'm on Facebook, @JerryDurhamPT. I'm on Instagram, @JerryDurhamPT. And I've got a website.
Hit me.
JerryDurhamPT.com.
How many times have you tweeted?
I should pass over. It's about 144. I'm going to say 144,700.
That is a lot. How many of those are automated? Zero.
Zero.
I wanted to make sure people know that.
So, yeah, zero automated tweets.
You've tweeted 144,000 times.
And mind you, if we remember, within that run, my Giants have won 3 World Series, dude. So there were people who tell you I don't have to follow baseball
because I know. Follow Jerry.
Literally, after one game after the last World Series, I double checked after. I sent 200 tweets during one game, dude.
Well, cheers to that. Good. Congrats on your Giants.
Right? We got to have our passions, my man.
All right. Everybody on the show gets the chance for a parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out 3 free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
So you got a soapbox.
I'm going to say I leaned in on Kyle's. I swear to God I would have said Kyle's. My parting shot is just be who you are. Own your fucking shit. I swear to God it's going to be my next tattoo. Just be who you are. Be who you are. Don't worry about other people. I got in a great discussion today. Oh, I'm worried about my future employer. If I share with who I am, I'm like, you don't want them to be your future employer.
Bingo.
So own it.
Yeah. My father says, you know, we only got a limited runs around, spins around the old sun.
Yeah, dude. So why?
Go be you.
Just go to your grave and say, you know what? I put out there what I was, and the people who I connected with, I will be forever grateful, and the ones I didn't, who the fuck cares?
Well, you're a 90s rock fan, right? Kurt Cobain said, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, those poor guys. Him and Chester this year and all those guys that went out.
I interviewed Chester when I was still on radio.
Dude, I remember that. I'm pretty sure you shared that with me.
It was, that hurt. Like, you know, a lot of these guys, it's so far away, but I knew that guy.
Let's go there
briefly,
real quick.
Very briefly.
Because it's my favorite, I'm going to tell you one of my top 3 favorite albums is the Jay-Z.
Collision Course.
Yeah, I still listen to that like once a week. And it's so hard to listen to him singing now because there is that now knowing there is not a song he didn't write that said,
hurting.
Can someone help this guy?
Yeah.
Can someone just talk with this guy, please?
Yeah.
I love their stuff, dude.
If anything comes out of that, and unfortunately, mental illness or suicide happens often in art and music, and if anything comes out of that, maybe it's one or two people who get the help they need.
So I'll tell you on that. Yeah, and that's a great point. And I've seen more on Twitter where I am about that, and people just sharing, hey, here's phone number. I retweet every single thing I see that has to do with like a suicide prevention hotline. I tweet it. Yeah. And somebody says, hey, I'm here for you tonight. I retweet it because I understand those are underfunded, right? I don't know. I assume just having someone to talk to is 49% of the solution.
Yeah. I like that I see it a lot at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I know from friend experiences, that's a super lonely time. When scary thoughts creep in your head, and that's when those phone numbers matter the most.
Yeah, dude. So everybody just retweet it when you see it, right?
Jerry Durham, everybody. appreciate you coming on the show again. Literally, you're like episode 2, and this is like episode like 270. That's what are the odds?
That's awesome. Thank you, my man.
The PT Pinecast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools, from high-quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.